Drosha for Seder Re'eh, Shabbos Mevorchim, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tav Shin Ayin Gimel. After Moshe Rabbeinu gave his Tochacha and Musar, and he went through the history of what happened to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar from the time they left Mitzrayim and all of the Nisyonos and the sins that they committed. And he spoke to them about the ultimate fact that they are going to inherit and conquer Eretz Yisrael. Now in this week's Sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to begin the second part of his discourse, his final discourse to them, and that is to exhort them on the various mitzvahs that needed to be told before they came into Eretz Yisrael, and mitzvahs that he spoke about and needed to be more clarified. As the Rabbeinu Yosef Bechor Shor mentions, this Sedra begins a new part of Moshe Rabbeinu's final address, the part to do with warning them and speaking to them about specific mitzvahs. However, before Moshe Rabbeinu began to speak about specific mitzvahs, he gave a preface in order that Klal Yisrael should appreciate the mitzvahs properly. The first preface was, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. The Abarbanel says this does not refer specifically to the blessings and curses that were given later on Har Grizim and Har Heval, because that wasn't Hayom. But it's talking about the blessing and curse that are intrinsic to the mitzvahs themselves. That when one does a mitzvah, he receives a bracha. The mitzvah itself is intrinsically a bracha. And Rachmanu Litzlan, when a person does an aveira, it's the opposite. It brings a klala. It is intrinsically a klala to the person. And that is the first point that Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned them in order to strengthen oneself in shmiras hamitzvahs. He has to re'eh. Re'eh means to think, to ponder, to contemplate so much that then you actually feel it as if it's something real to you, that the mitzvah itself is a bracha and the aveira itself is a klala, and that definitely gives a person the incentive to keep mitzvahs and not to do aveiras. And it starts re'eh in the singular and then continues lifneichem in front of all of you in the plural. Because every individual has to be misbonein, has to think for himself. The Kotzker Rebbe says that even though everybody is responsible as a klal to keep the Torah, but each person's specific connection to the Torah and what will make an impression on him is different. Each person has to see for himself. And a person has to understand that he has to do this as an individual, and also as a part of the tzibur. Firstly, because he is responsible for everybody else in shmiras hamitzvahs. And also, he is influenced and strengthened by others. Or, rachmanu litzlan, the opposite way. And also, what a person does as an individual has an effect on the tzibur, because one mitzvah can tip the scales for that person and tip the scales for the entire world. The second preface, in order to be mekayim mitzvahs and to get that bracha and not to transgress aveiras and get the klala, it's important that a person find the right atmosphere, the right place for kiyum hamitzvahs. There are places that are conducive to keep mitzvahs, and there are places that the opposite are not conducive, are conducive for aveiros. And therefore the second thing Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about in this Sedra is destroying all the places where there are avodah zarah and eradicating and uprooting the avodah zarah. And the opposite speaks about locating and designating the place with the most kedusha in the world, the place where the Beis HaMikdash would be built, where God's Shechina resides, and in history, the place that Adam HaRishon was created from, the place that Noach made his sacrifices when he left the Teva, the place where Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak as a korban. And that is the idea that there are places that are conducive in their essence to Torah and mitzvahs, and places not. Eretz Yisrael in general is more conducive to Torah and mitzvahs than outside of Eretz Yisrael. And within Eretz Yisrael, Mekomos HaTorah, places that are Mekomos HaTorah, are more conducive to Shmiras HaMitzvahs than places that are less Mekomos HaTorah. That's why it says, Havigola L'makom Torah. And even if a person can't find that ideally conducive place, and there is no place in this world that is ideally conducive, except perhaps the Makom HaMikdash. But even when it comes to the Mikdash, it says, even before you build the Mikdash, even before there's a Mikdash, L'shichno Tidrishu, go and inquire and establish where is that place of Kedusha. Know where you're headed. Know what it contains. And have tremendous desire to have it. And therefore, if you have a desire to be in a Makom Torah, to make the place where you are a Makom Torah, then that in itself has an effect on the place itself, and it becomes more of a Makom Torah. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon says, even if a person sees as an individual that he's amongst other people that are not interested, God puts us lifneichem, but it's re'eh, it's only you that see this and understand it. Still, don't give up, because if you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Anochi re'ei anochi nosei. I'll give you the ability to be able to overcome the difficulties of the environment, if you want to have a good environment and you're headed in that direction. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim says that even if one person is strengthened, it's kedai, right, for a person to work on himself and even to work on others, even if he's only going to reach one person. The third preface is, not only is the place itself intrinsically positive or negative in regards to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, but the people in the place, Hashpas HaSviva, the environment, also is extremely important. The next thing, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about in this Sedra is the bad influences that a person should stay away from. The first, a Navi Sheker, right, a false prophet who could influence a person for the bad. The next is relatives, amesis, people who could influence you and pull you away from Torah and mitzvahs. And lastly, the tzibur and ir hanidachas, where the people around are the multitude, the society is a negative influence. The fourth preface is, aside from all of the influences from the outside that could affect a person positively or negatively in creating the environment for Shmiras HaMitzvos, what a person ingests can change his ability to do Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore the next thing Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about is macholos asuros, the forbidden foods that are metamtem es halev. They close up your heart from being able to listen to Torah and to observe the mitzvahs. So it's not only what's on the outside that could have an effect positively or negatively. It's what you put into your inside also. And that leads to the fifth preface, the combination of both place and inner influences, Maisa Sheni. You bring the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, to that ideal place, and you eat it there, and in Kedusha. So you have the idea of ingesting things that are positive to open your heart to Torah and mitzvahs in the place which is positive. And after that, a person has to be able through his actions to acquire a good nature which is conducive to Torah and mitzvahs, and that is the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of loaning money to people who are in need, and doing chesed, because that giving to tzedakah and doing chesed makes a person it programs him to be the kind of person who is a giver, who is more like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's more concerned about the spiritual things in this world and not the physical things. As the Maharal says, that chesed makes a person more spiritual. And therefore the Medrash says that a person who does chesed is ilu mamin b'chol ha-nisim. It's like he believes in all the nisim, he becomes more spiritual, he becomes more like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that strengthens his emuna, and emuna is the source of all Torah and mitzvahs. And finally, just like there are places that are conducive for Torah and mitzvahs, and environments that are conducive, and things that you ingest that make yourself more conducive, and things that you do, there's also times in the year that are more conducive to Torah and mitzvahs, and specific aspects of Torah and mitzvahs, and those are the Shalosh Regalim, which the Sedra ends with. We are ready to embark on Chodesh Elul, the last month of the year, which is a preparation and a time that is muhzak for chizuk and hisoris. We blow shofar every day to arouse ourselves and awaken ourselves to the fact that yomim noroyim, yemei hadin v'han mishpat are coming. And Elul has in it the idea of time, that it is an opportune time for chizuk in Torah and mitzvahs, and that is hinted to in Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li, that this is a time of the year when HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes closer. It's also a time that people do chesed and tzedakah extra, and that's hinted to in Ish L'Re'ehu U'Matanos Levyonim, which spells out the first letters of those words, spell out Elul, the idea of doing chesed and giving tzedakah. It also has the idea of the environmental influence, as is hinted to in the words, Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavecha ve es levav zarecha. God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. And the fact is that the Rabbona Shel Olam will see to it that the environment, it's referring to the times of Mashiach, when the environment will be a conducive one for Torah and mitzvahs. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close, it's almost like every place becomes like the Mikdash. The place itself becomes conducive for Torah and mitzvahs. And that's why the month of Elul is compared to an Ir Miklat, to a place of refuge. It's, as it's hinted to in the Pasuk, Ina l'yado v'samti loch, person who kills unintentionally, God will give him a place to run away from. The words Ina l'yado v'samti loch, the first letters spell Elul. So Elul has in it all the ideas that Moshe Rabbeinu brought out as a preface to Shmiras HaNitzvahs, Kedushas HaMakom, and the Hashpas HaSviva, right, place and environment, and the idea of feeling closer to the Rabbanu Shalom and doing chesed and tzedakah. If we accept upon ourselves, when we make Birchas HaChodesh, when we announce the coming of Chodesh Elul, to fulfill all of these prefaces and to make ourselves prepared for Yemei HaDin, the Harachamim, the Yomim, the Royim. And that's the feeling a person should have as he goes into Elul, as it says every day in L'Dovid Hashem Ori, Lulei Hamanti Liros B'Tuv Hashem, Lulei, spelled backwards, is Elul. And the Chazal say what it means is the following. David HaMelech said, I am sure that there is reward for the tzaddikim in the world to come. My emuna is strong, steadfast. But lulei, I'm not sure that I am going to merit that. And therefore, I have to strengthen myself. That is the feeling a person should have going into Elul, using all of the conducive elements of Elul to be sure, to strengthen one's emuna, of what the proper derech is and where he's headed and what he'd like to be. At the same time, to have great doubts that if he doesn't strengthen himself and improve and do tshuva, that maybe he's not going to get to his destination. If we do that, then this will surely be part of the Sheva de Nechmesa, the seven haftorahs of consolation. We'll be consoled from the Churban, from the Churban that still exists around us. And we will be able to come to Yomim Noraim and peak with Simchas HaTorah and be zoche to a Shana Tova Umesuka for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael, Shnas Tov Shin Ayin Dalid. Right, this is the year that perhaps Ad Mosai, till when, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, will we have to suffer all of this misfortune? And Amir Tzashem, this will be the year that will be Ad, that will be the end of all of our churbin and all of our suffering, and we'll be able to greet B'simcha Gedola Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mheirav Yameinu.